Hello, this is Michael. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. I do really appreciate it. You know, if you'd like more information, you can visit me online at michaelottministries.org. And while you're there, you will see my email address on top of the page. So if you have any prayer requests or comments, you can reach me at that address. Thanks again for listening today. And as we always do, it would be my great honor and a great joy to pray for you. My loving Father, thank you so very much for all who hear these words. I pray once again today for them and for all the ones they love, each and every person in their life, and for every situation in their life. The prayer that I pray for them every day, that every detail of their life would be heaven on earth and nothing less. Bless them with joy and peace and prosperity. And these things I pray through Jesus, my Lord and my King, my everything. Amen. The message today is called Perfectly One, and we have a lot of scripture, so we'll get started now. John chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus was praying, and he said, I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory you have given me, I have given unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one, I and them, you and me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them even as you loved me. Then to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. Then Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you who were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you're Christ, then you're Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Then over to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1. I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. As I was praying today, these verses spoke to me, so I looked them up and studied them. As I was studying them, Father spoke to me and asked me to listen and write and publish his words. Here are his words. He said, My children, listen with all your might. We are one, and you are perfectly one. You are flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. Once again, I tell you, there is no separation between us. The part of you that is endlessly living inside of you is me. I put myself into you. Your life is hidden with me, and my life is hidden within you. We are one spirit. There is no division. And the only division we have ever known has been in your mind. Soon you will understand that you are spirit from spirit and will no longer be bogged down beneath the elements of the world. If you remember my firstborn, walked through walls, walked on water, disappeared through people, and appeared on the other side. He was not limited by what you call the laws of physics. The higher laws supersede the laws of matter. All matter is just energy, or spirit, appearing as a solid, a liquid, or a gas. Yet at its core, it is energy, or spirit. I am that energy, or spirit, that all things are made of. In the beginning, there was only me. So all things were made by me, for me, and of me. Soon you will understand all these things, and will realize that you don't have to be limited by anything. This is why my beloved firstborn could tell you not to worry about what you will eat or drink, or what you will be clothed with, because you are not created, but you are the creators. You will remember your beginning and know that your lives were fully supplied before you arrived on earth. All things are possible, but you must choose which things you experience. You are one with me and are high above all things in what you call the physical realm. You have within you the most powerful of all things. You have the mind of Christ, which is divine imagination. As it is written, all things were created by Him and through Him, and nothing exists that was not created by Him. He is the firstborn, and He is the pattern of all things. This is why it is written that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Your deepest thoughts soon become part of this experience you call life. If you think of sickness and disease, then this is what you will experience. If you think of health and wealth, then this is what you will experience. This is why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. The rich think about multiplying their wealth, and the poor think about their wealth diminishing. It is also why it is written, to him that has shall more be given, and to him who has not, even what he has will be taken away. If you believe you are prosperous, you will prosper. If you believe you have lack, then the little that you have will also be lost. It's not because of evil or darkness, but because I put within you the power of creating only by using thought. Once again, if you see yourself as having, then you will have more. If you see yourself lacking, you will lack more. This power is a great gift, but you have been fooled into using it incorrectly. Think of it this way. A blind man came up to my firstborn, and my son asked him, "What would you have me do for you?" Most of you would say, "Well, duh, he was blind. What could he ever want more than sight?" But my son didn't see him as blind. He saw him as whole, so he restored him to health. This is also why he told the man with the withered arm to stretch forth that arm. He knew the arm was whole and not withered. He told the paralytic man that his sins were forgiven and to take up his bed and walk. He knew that the man was whole, but the guilt over his sin had crippled him. Once he knew he was forgiven, he was freed from the condition. He saw all people as whole, and they changed into the image of what he saw in his heart. The same works with you. You will appear outwardly as you believe inwardly. My loved ones, what I am saying is, as long as you see the world as evil, you will experience an evil world. As long as you see people sick, they will remain sick. As long as you see people lacking, they will live in lack. This is why our beloved Paul said, "We present every man perfect in Christ." This is why the disciples saw just a lad with a few fishes, but my son saw enough food to feed the multitude and have plenty left over. My loved ones, this is why once again I tell you, you must take your eyes off of the world and look into the heavenly realm. What you think on becomes your reality, even though it's an illusion. Illusions can be harmful. If you think you see a snake, you may jump in front of traffic, even though it wasn't a snake, but a broken limb. You can get a report from a doctor, and you can see it as an illusion or see it as a death sentence. How you see it and think about it will become your reality. The only way to rise above is to live from above. To live from above is to live from the truth within you and giving no power to what you see outwardly. My loved ones, this is why it's so absolutely important that you start seeing the truth that we are one. This is how you experience heaven on earth. Can you imagine me being sick? Can you imagine me in lack? If you can see the truth that you and I are one, then you will understand all these things, and you will know that everything that is true about me is true about you also. As He is, so are you in this world. The only division between us is your thoughts. You are just as beloved and just as much my child as my firstborn is. He knew we were one and proclaimed it to be so. You still are having doubts, but soon these doubts will be destroyed and you will walk in the perfection of one. My children, I sanctified, justified, and glorified you already. I gave you all things that pertain to life and godliness. My son became poor to make you rich. You keep asking me to do what was already done. And because of your unbelief, you don't enter into the rest that was always available. In the beginning, I created the heavens and the earth. I live in heaven. I live in you. You are the heavens I created. The heaven was perfect, but the earthly part of you was formless and void. I said, let us make man in our image. This means let's use our imaginations and see what man becomes. You were there in the beginning. You were with me. Look deep into your deepest heart, and you will remember. You were chosen before the foundation of the world. Before Abraham was, I am, and you can also say the same. My glorious ones, it's time to know who you are and to use this power called your imagination to change your experience. You change the imaginations within you, and you will experience what you imagine. Set your mind on things that are lovely and pure and of good report, and this is what you will experience. As it is written, the heavens belong to the Lord, but the earth he has given into the hands of the sons of men. Before the world was created, you were given authority over it, because you helped me create it. If you see the world through the lens of good versus evil, you will experience that reality. If you see the world through the lens of the tree of life, you will experience that reality. If you see yourself as below and me as above, you will experience that reality. But if you see the absolute truth that you and I are one, then you will never be limited again. I am one, and you are the same one, and you are perfectly one. And this is the end of the words he gave me to share with you today. I sure hope you're encouraged by these words. Until next time, grow rich in his grace. I love you, each and every single one, and I pray for each of you daily. Be blessed and well and prosperous in all that you do. I love you very much, and I'll see you soon.